The first time I entered Sagrada Familia, I was mesmerized. I had never seen anything like it. The lightness, color, scale, and space were overwhelming. It wasn't Gothic, Romanesque, or classical. The inside was otherworldly, unidentifiable, and looked more like a forest than any recognizable architectural style. The ambiance and atmosphere were captivating. The density of columns, detail, colors, light, and vaults reminded me of looking through a kaleidoscope as a child. In contrast to many other cathedrals, the interior was lighthearted, optimistic, and bright. It transcended the seriousness and looming intimidation of other churches. It was accessible and fresh. The Sagrada Familia tells the story of a larger cultural shift through its architecture. It illustrates a departure from the architectural styles of the past. Near the time that Gaudi was working on the cathedral, new philosophies in architecture were beginning to develop. They questioned the slavish adherence to the historical forms and styles. Initially, the cathedral was planned to be neo-Gothic. Whether through cultural osmosis or an act of bold genius, Gaudi changed the trajectory of the design. Although there are still influences from the Gothic era in cathedral, it's evident that there was an aesthetic departure that transcended the typical Gothic style. It was a courageous decision that would be the source of contention for many years. Gaudi was born on June 25, 1852, in Rus, Catalonia, Spain. He studied architecture at a young age and quickly became interested in the arts and crafts movement, which focused on handcrafted decorative arts rather than industrialized production processes. This passion led him to pursue a career as an architect, where he quickly developed a distinct style that blended European design with influences from nature and geometry. In 1878, he qualified to be an architect. For several years, he'd accept small commissions around the city, including a factory, a series of lampposts, a small shop, a flower stall, a gazebo, and various pieces of furniture. Although his notoriety was growing, his portfolio of work was limited. A bookseller named Joseph Bocabella began selling a religious fundamentalist newspaper in the city. He made a significant amount of money and decided to build a church on the outskirts of Barcelona. Bocabella hired architect Francisco Vila to design the church that would later become known as Sagrada Familia. Vila's preliminary plans were approved, and the first cornerstone was laid that year. Only a year later, there were disagreements between Vila and Bocabella. Vila resigned from his duties, and Bocabella needed a new architect to continue the work. There are many different stories about how Gaudi was appointed, many of which suggest religious epiphanies, dreams, and signs from God. The legend says Bocabella saw a blue-eyed ginger man in his dream one night. The next day, he saw this man in the studio of another architect, and decided he was the one to design his church. This man was Antoni Gaudi. Most likely, the selection was a much less romantic process. Gaudi's reputation was growing, and his relationship with Morel, a mutual acquaintance between Gaudi and Bocabella, sparked the relationship between the two men. Ultimately, Antoni Gaudi was offered the position of chief architect to lead the work on the cathedral. The 31-year-old Gaudi accepted the commission and immediately set to work on his ambitious vision for the building. Seemingly overnight, Gaudi became one of the most well-known architects in Spain. He would make radical changes to the design of the cathedral. He proposed to increase the column heights to allow the crypt of the building to be a more noble scale. He quickly completed the crypt by 1889, allowing the church to host masses. This strategy won the confidence of his clients and eliminated any doubts they may have had about his abilities. It bought time for Gaudi to contemplate a completely new design for the cathedral. Gaudi devoted nearly all his waking hours to Sagrada Familia and his religious practices. He was a profoundly spiritual man. He knew his grand vision for the cathedral wouldn't be completed within his lifetime. For this reason, Gaudi chose to focus on one area of the building called the Nativity Facade. It's the most highly decorated and ornate facade of the building. Gaudi would attempt to retell stories of the Bible in solid stone. The level of detail and extravagance achieved is astonishing. Focusing on one selection of the building allowed the public to see his talents, encourage private donations, and provide a roadmap for his successors after he was gone. The plan of the cathedral is a Latin cross with five aisles spanning down the nave. Gaudi designed 18 spire-like towers representing the 12 apostles, four evangelists, Mary, and Jesus. The most prominent are the Mary and Jesus towers, which measure 170 meters tall. It's encircled by eight smaller spires that allude to angels on guard duty and symbolize eternity. Inside the church is an equally remarkable interior, decorated with stained glass windows, intricate mosaics, and walls filled with vibrant colors, all masterfully crafted by generations of artisans, architects, and engineers. The ceiling contains massive vaults, which help support the structure while providing a sense of grandeur throughout the building. Visitors can explore hidden chapels within the labyrinth-like passageways, or admire various sculptures around its walls, each telling its own story related to the Catholic faith. Gaudi not only took aesthetic inspiration from nature, but also used it to derive the core engineering principles in the cathedral. One of the engineering forms often used was the catenary curve. This form can be seen everywhere in nature. If a string is suspended from two points, it will hang in the shape of a catenary curve. When turned upside down, this shape creates an incredibly strong arched form. Gaudi performed many studies where he hung chains and weights from the ceiling to generate swaths of catenary curves. These studies allowed him to create forms for the cathedral and understand the engineering forces generated. He'd use a mirror or photographs to turn the image upside down and study the shapes they created. Historians have said that Gaudi's understanding of architecture and engineering was nearly a century ahead of his time. For the last decade of his life, he devoted nearly all of his time to the cathedral. He even began sleeping in his studio towards the end of his life. He also terminated many of his jobs so he could focus his efforts. Slowly, his health and hygiene began to suffer as he became increasingly obsessed with the project. Gaudi would work on Sagrada Familia for nearly 43 years. In 1926, while crossing the street, he was hit by a tram and passed away at 73. The tram driver mistook him for a beggar because of his disheveled appearance and tattered clothing. He was buried in the crypt at La Sagrada Familia. During the last decade of his life, Gaudi made miniature-scale models of the cathedral for his team to reference after he was gone. Unfortunately, these models would be destroyed in the Spanish Civil War. Fragments of these models were recovered, and the new team was tasked with reverse-engineering Gaudi's original design intent. After Gaudi's death, Dominic Sugrañes Saigra became the lead architect. Between 1940 and 2012, he would be followed by Francesc Quintana, Isidre Puech Boada, Luis Bonet Igari, and Francesc Cardoner. The current architect on the project is Jordi Folly I Oller. Decades after Gaudi's death, the new team began using advanced computer software to model the cathedral based on the recovered models and drawings. They began working with software used in the aerospace industry that could handle the complex curvatures Gaudi designed. Many of these software programs are still used today in the architectural industry. Antoni Gaudi remains one of Catalonia's most renowned architects thanks to his pioneering creative style that incorporated natural elements into his buildings and urban development projects throughout Barcelona and beyond, proving himself to be ahead of the curve during an era dominated by traditional approaches to architecture. His influence continues even to this day. Antoni Gaudi's influence on modern architecture has been immense. His Sagrada Familia has become an architectural icon, and symbolizes human creativity and innovation. With construction still ongoing 130 years after its conception, it is a testament to Gaudi's vision, genius, and passion. As part of their plan to finally finish what Gaudi started in 1882, specialists have been hard at work trying to reproduce and improve upon Gaudi's original architectural blueprints with modern materials, while being mindful not to compromise any aspects of its identity or essence. Today, more than ever, progress can be seen taking place much faster, thanks primarily to donations from individuals who believe that this vision should be realized sooner rather than later. The monumental church remains one of human history's most famous and ambitious building projects. Despite the numerous delays and obstacles faced, it's estimated that the Sagrada Familia will be completed by 2026.